So Buddha's omniscient wisdom, Geshe-la teaches us, has five parts, which is why the Vajra on the top of the temple is five-pronged. So when you see this five-pronged Vajra, you're not just thinking about the omniscient wisdom of Buddha has five parts. You're thinking, one day, may I have the omniscient wisdom of a Buddha that has five parts. May my Buddha nature be fully ripened and liberated so that I can effortlessly touch the hearts of each and every living being every day with my blessings and emanate for them whatever they need or wish for. Guide them to the liberating path. So everything we see, it's not teaching us about something other than us. It's teaching us what we and each and every living being can accomplish. When each and every living being accomplishes omniscient wisdom, these five wisdoms, we have permanent world peace. Samsara is extinguished for everyone, because it's just a hallucination. Buddha's omniscient wisdom has five parts. So here they are. Perhaps you know these already. Then we need to accomplish them. The exalted mirror-like wisdom. The exalted mirror-like wisdom, which perceives all phenomena as a mirror reflects all objects. So that's the first one. The exalted wisdom of equality, which realizes that all phenomena are equal in emptiness. So mirror-like exalted wisdom, the wisdom of equality, the exalted wisdom of equality. The exalted wisdom of individual realization, which realizes all individual phenomena directly. So Geshe-la has explained, this discriminates all individual phenomena without mixing anything up. The exalted wisdom of accomplishing activities, whose function is to accomplish all the activities of a Buddha. And Geshe-la has also explained, this wisdom has the power to accomplish our own and others' purposes. It has the ability to accomplish the welfare of all living beings. So this is the exalted wisdom of accomplishing activities. And finally, the fifth part of Buddha's omniscient wisdom, the exalted wisdom of the Dharma Dhatu, which realizes the Dharma Dhatu, the ultimate nature of all phenomena. So again, we can be sitting, especially those of you who understand these things and who have heard teachings like these already. When we're imagining the Dharma wheel, deer, and the Vajra, the top of the temple in front of us, we're being encouraged, our mind is being uplifted through believing faith, admiring faith, and most particularly, wishing faith. And we make a prayer to our spiritual guide who has appeared these holy buildings for us. Please, may I follow the spiritual path that will lead me to the realizations of highest yoga tantra, and the omniscient wisdom with the five of exalted wisdoms so that I can effortlessly benefit others just like you do. So if we're asking, if we're always developing wishing faith, you know, wishing faith is like our mind of requesting. We're believing, for example, our guru's accomplishments. we are admiring these accomplishments coming from following the Ganden Oral Lineage path, and we are wishing, requesting, please, 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 may I become someone who knows the union of great bliss and emptiness and omniscient wisdom from my own experience, so that I can become tireless in benefiting others just as you are. And our Guru will fulfill our requests. There's no doubt, because that's why he's appearing in our life.